Poet's Cottage, written by Josephine Pennicott and read by Jennifer Valetic. Thomasina knew everything had changed. Her younger sister, Marguerite, oblivious, was pushing her doll on the lawn in the cart their father had made. The sky was the same heavy grey colour it had been all day. "It's going to snow," the shopkeepers all said that morning when Thomasina went into town to run some errands for her mother. But instead of snow, a thick fog had unexpectedly blanketed the town. "The heaviest fog in Pen Cupboard for 100 years, Daddy had said, before he left in a storm of banging doors and shouting at Mother. Now the gramophone was playing inside the house. She could hear the strains of Ain't Misbehavin', one of her mother's favourite tunes. A girl's annual of adventure stories lay on the lawn. Everything was exactly as it had been all day, but there was a difference. Thomasina stood up from where she had been hunched, coatless and shivering. She needed to use the commode. Although her stomach was telling her that lunchtime was long gone, her mother had warned the girls not to disturb her. "I'm writing," she'd said. "Play in the yard until you're called. If either of you interrupts me, your lives won't be worth living. I'll set my devil onto you both." Thomasina and Marguerite lived in fear of the Tasmanian devil that their mother claimed to have rescued from a hunter's trap. Leashed in the cellar, it was ready to obey mother's every command. The girls had never seen it, but they heard it snarling, and that was enough. Normally, devils fed only on carrion, but mother fed it meagre scraps, and the devil was hungry enough to hurl its squat black bulk at live prey. Starving and desperate enough to consider hunting two willful girls. And it could run like the wind. In spite of what she'd said, Thomasina knew that Mother wasn't working. There had been no clacking of the typewriter, and shortly after their father had left the house, his voice now as cold as the morning frost when he spoke to Mother, Thomasina had heard two voices shouting. Mother often yelled, even at herself, when she was having one of her turns. Or had the devil achieved the power of speech like so many of the animal characters in her books? Nothing seemed impossible in Mother's world. Thomasina glanced around the garden at the statues of some of her mother's creations. Kenny Kookaburra, Gertrude Goanna, and Billy Blue Tongue. Harriet Huntsman, made of leather and straw, perched on a tree while the Bindi men glared malevolently from behind a bush. Both Harriet and the Bindi men still terrified Thomasina at times. Did they really come alive at night, as Mother swore they did? She glanced at her sister, wondering if Marguerite had now sensed that something was wrong, but Marguerite continued to chatter to her stupid doll. It would never occur to Marguerite to disobey her precious mother, even if her hands and legs were blue with cold. Thomasina's bladder gave another sharp warning signal. The music coming from the house was extremely loud. Even though she knew it was impossible, Thomasina half expected her mother to come dancing out at any moment to teach the girls some steps, or else to stand and scream at them like a banshee about some imagined misdemeanour. Suddenly the music stopped. Had the devil finished with Mother, and was he now sniffing out the two children? All was silent.